Have you lost track yet of what's happening with your state legislature? We admit that we are. Things may change today, but right now, Alaska's lawmakers are meeting in Anchorage, and they've yet to agree on how to fund the state's operating budget. Governor Walker has said layoff notices for state employees could go out as soon as next week, and agencies may start scaling back their operations as well. The Republican majority and the Democrats in the minority are at odds on some priorities, as well as where to take several billion dollars to pay for this year. District 37 Representative Bryce Edgman spoke with me earlier this morning for an update. Hi, Bryce. Thanks for coming back on.
Yes, Dave. It's my pleasure to finally be able to connect with you and to talk a little bit about what's happening here in special session.
As I'm sure things might change today, but perhaps you can provide an update this morning. Where are we at in these budget funding negotiations at this point? And the deadline's drawing near. Will state employees get layoff notices? Are agencies going to close down? Perhaps you can bring us up to speed a bit.
Well, what I can say today, May 29th, Friday, is that we are making a headway. We're finally making some progress. What that ultimately is going to materialize into, of course, we will see. We have some unprecedented budget shortfalls, and we also have some extremely disparate points of view in terms of adding a small amount of money into the budget and people's feeling on tapping the earnings fund reserve, not tapping, but transferring the permanent fund earnings reserve money into the corpus of the fund itself and what that would mean long term. So trying to negotiate through all of those differences. And
what are the options you can support at this time? And perhaps tell me about the letter that you signed as well here.
Yes, myself, along with five other House Majority colleagues, sent a letter to the Speaker of the House saying that we had grave concerns with doing anything with a permanent fund at this point without it first going out to the vote of the Alaska people, and two, without it undergoing rigorous analysis.
So you do support taking savings from the Constitutional Budget Reserve, which requires that three-quarters vote, but not for borrowing from the or taking from the permanent fund to pay for this year's operating budget.
That's exactly right. And the reason I support going into the CBR and using the three-quarters vote is that's the process that it was intended for. I believe we can make small concessions to minority Democrats and others in the Senate, get the agreement we need, and if we have to, at a later time, look at the permanent fund earnings reserve, I support first starting with Governor Walker's statewide forum in early June to look comprehensively at Alaska's fiscal path going forward. And that's what I think needs to happen before we touch anything involved with the permanent fund at this point.
When will we expect to see a vote? If it requires three-quarters vote to pass, when will that vote happen?
Well, it could happen as soon as today. In the House, and in the Senate, I'm told they're having a number of their members coming into Anchorage today, and they could act tomorrow, conceivably, if everything went according to a best-case scenario. And if everything were to sort of fall in the line, we could be done here in a day or two.
Well, Representative Bryce Edgman, speaking with us from Anchorage Friday morning, is what appears to be yet another busy day for this special session. Thanks for making the time, and glad to have you on the program again, Bryce.
Dave, as always, it's been my pleasure.